RTL Original Podcast.
Hi there, and welcome to Show Tunes, where each week we are taking a look at some rollicking good TV theme tunes, and then taking a look behind the curtain to get a flavour of what went into bringing them to our collective conscious. I'm Stephen Stepslow, the sometimes dusty host of the Song 2 podcast, and a number of shows on Today Radio, including Louder, New Noise, and Screen Time. Go check them out after this, please. It would make my day, punk. Now, the theme tune for The Sopranos, Woke Up This Morning, is written by the criminally underrated Alabama 3, who hail from Brixton, London, rather than, as their sound may suggest, somewhere in the Midwest. The track, for which Alabama 3, rightly or wrongly, are perhaps best known, perfectly captures the essence of the series. Its blend of blues, rock, and electronic elements creates a gritty, atmospheric sound that mirrors the classic show's exploration of the American mob life.
You woke up this morning, got yourself. Your mama always said you'd be the chosen one. She said you're one in a million, you got to burn the shine that you love.
The lyrics speak to themes of awakening and the duality of existence, reflecting the struggles and moral complexities faced by Tony Soprano and the characters around him. Originally, the band accepted a licensing fee for the song that netted them a mere $500, without savvy management or recognition in the credits. They were then on the cusp of one of the biggest forehead slaps in TV and indeed music history. It takes little more than a few seconds of the reverb-laden keys and that deep bass that open Woke Up This Morning to conjure images of Tony Soprano cruising down the New Jersey Turnpike, a scene iconic to The Sopranos. In a conversation with The New Q, a prominent music newsletter, Alabama 3's Rob Sprague, also known as Larry Love, shared that the song's connection to the show began when creator David Chase heard it for the first time while driving the same stretch of road that inspired the series and indeed the track's inclusion. Sprague recounted, "David Chase told me he first heard it on the New Jersey freeway. Right at the start of every episode, he pictured it. He thought it was perfect." At the time, Alabama 3 had just signed with Geffen Records and were unaware of the song's impact, mistakenly believing HBO was a small channel. Sprague, later speaking to Loudwire, has reflected on their shock when The Sopranos exploded in popularity, noting, "We got calls from America asking if we knew that there were massive billboards with James Gandolfini on them, and of course, the reference to The Sopranos and our track." Although they were initially underwhelmed by their deal, over time, renewed interest in the song has proven slightly more lucrative than that initial deal might have indicated, giving them a sense of integrity as the show rose from the underground.
You wanna be the chosen one. Yeah, you know it. Just can't help yourself, yeah.
The opening lines set a tone of inevitability and introspection, hinting at the turbulent journey ahead. The song's catchy hook and infectious rhythm contrast with its darker undertones, making it memorable and impactful. By choosing this particular track, the creators of The Sopranos not only established a striking identity for the series, but also enriched its narrative in some ways, inviting viewers to delve deeper into the world of crime, family, and inner conflict that defines Tony's life. There will be likely many one-time studio execs dining out or taking credit for marrying the tune to the show. But at the time the decision was made, by whomever made it, no one knew just how much of an impact the show would have, or indeed the amount of people the theme would reach as a result.
Woke up this morning, all that love had gone.
The theme then has become iconic, evoking nostalgia and recognition for fans of the show, solidifying its place in television history, and is roundly considered one of the best TV themes ever. It's easy to see and hear why. Firstly, it perfectly encapsulates the show's themes of duality and moral complexity. The juxtaposition of the upbeat, catchy melody with the darker lyrics reflects the contradictions in Tony Soprano's life, his roles as both a family man and a bit of a mentalist mob boss. Secondly, the theme sets the tone for the series right from the start. It creates an immediate sense of foreboding, the atmosphere drawing viewers into the gritty, nuanced world of organized crime. Load above things ain't been the same since the blues walked in our town. But you wanted a million, cause you got that shotgun shine, shame about it. The combination of blues, rock, and electronic elements gives it a unique sound that stands out from typical TV themes. Additionally, the song's infectious rhythm makes it memorable and instantly recognizable. Even if you've never watched a single episode of the show, you can likely identify the theme. Finally, it's deeply tied to the narrative and the emotional core of the series. It acts as a sonic reminder of the struggles and conflicts faced by the principal characters and indeed the supporting character arcs, enhancing the viewer's experience. Overall, its ability to resonate on multiple levels contributes to its status as one of the greatest TV themes of all time. The complex storytelling and character development set a new standard for television when The Sopranos first broke out from cult curio to mainstream success. The writing is exceptional, blending dark humor with intense drama. The show tackles heavy subjects such as mental health, crime, and the American dream with nuance and depth, making it both thought-provoking and engaging. Additionally, the performances are simply outstanding, particularly the sorely missed James Gandolfini's portrayal of Tony. His ability to convey vulnerability and menace simultaneously brought a richness to the character that captivated audiences across the world. Yeah, you know it. Just can't help yourself, yeah. From its direction to its cinematography, the production values rival those of film, elevating the medium of television. The use of music, particularly in the opening credits and throughout the episodes as well, enhances the emotional landscape of the story. Sopranos had a significant cultural impact, it is fair to say, helping to usher in the era of what we now know as prestige television, where narrative complexity and character-driven storytelling became the norm. Its legacy endures even now, with discussions about its themes and characters continuing long after its finale, solidifying its place in TV history. Agree? Disagree? Eye roll or big thumbs up? I hope you've enjoyed this little slice of TV theme information. Show Tunes will be back next week with another veritable treasure from the past. If you like what you've heard and would like to check out more material we have available, check out our podcast Song 2, where we argue, to varying levels of success, that the second song on an album is the best or most important. Thanks for listening.